Good evening and welcome to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host for this evening, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always download the app from the App Store or Play Store, and you can listen to Guardian Radio all day, as well as all the other radio stations in this building, but we only really are interested in Guardian Talk Radio because that's what Blank Canvas is on. And if you are not into having a smartphone and still have your bubbler, you can listen to us through the radio, 96.9 FM, or go to your laptop or desktop and go to www.guardiantalkradio.com and hit the live stream button. So tonight we've got a bunch of people on the show. We're going to be talking about a couple of things going on the island. People always say, like, oh my God, there's nothing to do in Nassau. Oh my God, this place has no culture, which is absolute BS. There's always a ton going on, and especially now things are opening up again and we can go out, we can see art like in real life. So that's exciting. So we're going to be continuing to talk to some of the artists from the NAGB's exhibition that's on right now, The Evolution of the Ark. And then later on, we're going to talk to some of the current team, the current at Bahamar, about the show they're having pre-Christmas, which is a great place to go buy some Christmas presents, which is supporting all of the artists that work at the current, because the current is largely staffed by practicing artists, as many of our institutions and galleries in the Bahamas are. So we're going to start out with the NAGB show, The Evolution of the Ark, curated by Demia Ubani. And we have our first guest, who is Errol Ross Brewster, who's participating in the show and is participating in an exhibition in the Bahamas for the first time. Errol, like, introduce yourself to our audience. Tell people like how we met virtually and a little bit about your practice and what they could see in the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm very pleased to be in this show. I hadn't expected to be because I am not from the Bahamas. I'm actually from Guyana. But I spent much of my career in Barbados, and I now reside in the U.S., in Florida, the city of Sunrise in Florida. My work, I was attracted to the exhibition, The Evolution of the Ark, because it seemed to be wanting to do what it is my work is doing, and which is to be trying to portray a positive image of how the Caribbean can get up to speed, how the Caribbean can really be who the Caribbean really is. And who the Caribbean really is very innovative, very very determined, very young at heart kind of people. And so my pictures in this exhibition center around the family. Family is a very important thing for Caribbean people. And it is the first unit that nurtures our creativity, our innovation, our study, our projection of the whole. And another aspect of the pictures is that it focuses on musicians, whom I regard as the chief change agents. Jimi Hendrix, who I'm sure you all know and love, is a man who said, if anything has to be changed, it can't be done without music. It's got to be done with music.
Well, and so I would argue music and visual arts. I would.
this is where I come in.
Yeah,
being a practitioner,
interesting that you were in the show, because when I heard you were in the show, I thought, you know, if we take this idea of the, you know, I think the original idea of the show was the archipelago being the Bahamas. But again, you know, the whole Caribbean is kind of like, you know, if the European Union is like the European Union, right. I feel like, you know, the Caribbean is this giant archipelago of kind of like a single continent. Like, it's a continent that's not a continent.
And this is why I was attracted to the show, because I interpreted the archipelago as being the entire bracelet of Caribbean countries. And so I wrote to the curator asking if I could be in the show. And she said, no, you can't be in the show. This is for Bahamian. But somehow or other, they let me in. And I'm so glad to be in, because I really view the Caribbean as a single entity. You know, a lot of people think that the Caribbean Sea separates us. It actually is the facilitation by which we can connect to each other. If we perceive it in that way, if we perceive it as a separator, well, then it is. If we perceive it as a connector, well, then that's what it is. And so that's how I perceive it. Though I am from Guyana, I really, really don't think of myself as Guyanese in so specific a way, because that is too small a construct to really affect the world from. Though we did make a big impact on the world when we, for the first time, 50 years ago, hosted Carifesta. in which we invited all of the Caribbean into. And all of the luminaries and all of the practitioners from the Caribbean came, and we had a wonderful festival. Though I have to say that over the course of 50 years, it has somewhat declined. And I want to think that it has declined because artists have yielded, given up their control. When the first Caribbean Festival was held, it was all artists who were at the forefront of the organization of every aspect of it. Subsequent to that, we tried to establish a Caribbean Secretariat. It never came into being. What happened instead was that the Treaty of Chagaramas established CARICOM. CARICOM took over the administration of Tarif Vesta and they ran it into the ground. Mm-hmm. I know people think that I am very extreme when I say these kinds of things, but this is what happened. I actually wrote a paper which I presented at the 14th annual conference of the Institute of Historical Research, in which I spoke about the ways in which artists complain dreadfully about the way in which the festival is so poorly organized year after year. Next year, August, it's going to be 50 years that we are trying with this Cari Festival. What it intended to bring about, it hasn't. Yeah. But enough of that.
I think one of my issues, with Cari Festa, is that if you try to cast a net too broadly. Like I find whenever visual arts are put in with the festival, that's also about music and it's also about theater, they put you in some tent in the garden because they don't necessarily understand the requirements of putting on a physical art show. They're like, oh, we'll give you some easels. We'll give you, and you're like, no, we need a museum. We need walls. Yeah. We need light. And I feel like I've been probably less supportive of Cari Festa than maybe I could have been or should have been, because I just felt like maybe we should create festivals that are just for visual arts and just for dance. And yes,
this is the problem. Every sub-Caribbean nation that has hosted Cari Festa felt that they had to do it in the way we in Guyana did it. But we in Guyana did it in the way that we did it because it had never been done before. We had not known each other before. We had never encountered each other creatively before. But it's been done. There's no need to have a humongous mega festival. What is needed now so that small countries like Grenada and Dominica and St. Vincent can have a part of this thing is for the festival to get broken up into little parts.
Yes,
St. Vincent, out of St. Vincent comes Shekin. Let St. Vincent do the jazz festival. Out of Europe, let us break up the festival. Let us create ways by which artists can meet with each other across this connecting sea so that we can workshop together, so that we can collaborate together, so that this thing that they wish for Cari Festa to be a means by which we can fill the coffers of the treasury can in fact happen. But it can only happen if artists are able to collaborate with each other. I need to be in contact with Mr. Bennett. I need to know what he's doing, and he knows what I am doing, so that we can find connectivity and we can do things together that can affect everyone and appeal to everyone. It's not a good idea at all.
Yeah, not at all. But it also requires like really important changes at the governmental level in terms of things like visas, right? Something as simple as that, like for an artist to travel from one place to the next, you know, they need to be able to have the ease of travel. And I don't understand why it's so hard for CARICOM to get together and say, listen, you know, let's come up with artist visas, which Europe always had, which the European Union has. So people can just move around freely. And yes, it has to have a timeline. Yes, I understand people don't want you using your artist visa to go set up in the country there forever. But there should be like the ease of doing business somehow between the various cultural sectors, because that is, as you know, so hard. I mean, Bahamians generally don't need a lot of visas for the region, but some countries really do. Like they just can't set foot outside their island without needing like a stamp.
Well, it's not just a matter of visa to enter. It's a matter of visa to work. Nobody wants, we are not tourists. Artists are not coming to your country as tourists. We are coming to share ideas, to participate in your activities, to create new activities. We want to work wherever we are able to work. Yeah. So, you know, the last time I spoke at the artist talk of this exhibition that is now being featured, I have a feeling that it seemed to people that I was being too political. But politics is at the center of everything. Nothing happens unless it happens from the perspective of the policymaker. The politicians have got to do their work.
Yep.
They've got to do their work.
Prime Minister has come right out and said he's going to change things for the artists. So we're going to have a we're going to be watching. I don't know what that means because we were just in our Basel 11 Bahamian artists, and he didn't come by or didn't give us a Junkanoo rush out and didn't like hail us in the press. So, you know, Miss Universe definitely got hailed in the press and the sports got hailed in the press. But, you know, the artists that are knocking it out of the park, Gio Swaby, who is just killing it internationally, apparently no one in the Bahamas knows her name, except those of us like really in the community. So I think also we have to kind of agitate our countries to like take to realize what we're doing. I mean, someone just wrote to me the other day and said, I'm just out of curiosity, how much do you think Bahamian art sold for at Art Basel Miami Beach? And I did the math. I was like, okay, Tavares sells for this much. This artist sells for this much. They probably sold 5 paintings each, whatever. You know, it was over $500,000, you know, and that's just like 10 artists. And no, it doesn't all go to the artist. It goes to the gallery. It goes to whatever. But, you know, there's an economy there. And I'm just so tired of everyone thinking like artists are just here to like get a handout and be poor and live.
No.
That's why kind of things like The Current and like the other things popping up are so important, because they're kind of creating this like, again, it leads towards the evolution of the arc, which we're talking about. We need these spaces. We need these cultural spaces, not only museums. People are super snooty. They're like, oh, we only need museums and curators. No, we need commercial outlets. We need people making beach towels on it. We need other people doing other kinds of things, making prints, you know, and there's different levels in the market. And it's so easy for people to be snooty.
But I don't think, though, that we can expect that the political directorate know all of this.
No, they don't, but they could.
They are well-intentioned, but they are poorly informed. So it means that we have got another task to do. Not only must we create these intriguing works, but we have got to inform and educate.
Yes.
Well. Yes. And I don't mean educate the public to what it is we are doing. I mean educate the policy maker to what it is, the facilitations that we need. The people will understand. The people always understand. Nobody can second guess the Caribbean people for their intuitive understanding of themselves. That is who we are. That is how we are.
Preach.
You know, and this goes across all ethnicities, all classes. Yes? This is how as a collective we are.
Yeah.
But this is what happened at the first Curry Fest. Artists are lazy in a certain sense. We like to do our work in our studio and put them up in exhibition or at concert hall or whatever and feel that the work is done. But this kind of society that we are in, which is a bare bones society, our values are grounded in only but biological imperatives. So we've got to do a lot more than just do the work. We've got to do the work as well of educating people as to what it is that we are doing and how it is we can do it better and what it is they need to do. An artist doesn't just do work. You have got to bring something to the work also.
Yes, true. Yeah, that's very true. And I think it's you know, but again, I also hold sort of educators sometimes responsible for that, because, you know, any kind of art school, you know, it's all about the practice. And again, yes, the practice is important, but, you know, so many artists, they come to me that they don't know how to deal with it.
Nothing of administration, of management, of marketing.
I think there does need to be a certain level of, you know, like right now, you know, I've just opened a commercial gallery, and I just think that artists kind of know certain things, but they don't, you know, they're like, and you're like, okay, this is how it works. So, you know, yes, when you make a sale, you shake hands, but sometimes it takes the collector 3 months to pay. So, you know, it doesn't mean like they, you know, bring you a credit card in the booth or little things like that, you know, and just again, you know, how to write your statement, how to photograph your work and all these things, or how to communicate, like you said, how to communicate what it is you do beyond just being in your studio. So it's an important comment. Anyway, we've only got a minute left, Errol, so you could go. I'm going to have you back for a whole show. My gosh.
I can't talk for a minute. Sorry, I'm going to pass.
Errol Ross Brewster, who has worked currently in the NAGB show, The Evolution of the Ark. And The Evolution of the Ark was initially perceived to be the archipelago of the Bahamas, but has taken on this kind of greater context of the archipelago of, I love how you called it, the bracelet of the Caribbean nations, which a lot of the time people say the Bahamas isn't part of, but deal with us. We're here. We are. So just get over yourselves. we're part of it. So that's what I say. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm your host of The Blank Canvas, the show where we speak about visual culture and creative community. And we're going to be right back after this break. Stay tuned to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.